The Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Rava said, Nase k'omer lo, it is as if the owner told the shomer the following, L'cheshati ganev, when, if this cow will be stolen, v'tirtze, and you will want, utashalmeni, and you'll pay me, Hare parati k'nu yelecha me'achshav, behold, my cow is given to you from now. In other words, when the shomer pays retroactively, there's that term again, lamafreya, retroactively he acquires the cow, which obviously existed when the acquisition took place, when the owner was giving the shomer his animal. Therefore, the shomer is entitled to receive the penalty payment because the cow was his at the time of the theft. The Gemara has a problem with this. Mativcha, matkifla, Rav Zera challenges, in other words, Rav Zera is asking a question on Rava, I hachi, if so, that the shomer retroactively is going to get the animal the moment he has the pikadon, the moment the Baal gives him the animal, afilu gizoteha, uvladoteha, nami, even the shearings of the animal, and the offspring of the animal, nami, should also be the shomer's at the time that the shomer took the animal, took the pikadon from the Baal. Alama Tanya, why then was it taught in a braita that in a case where the custodian, the shomer, he's going to collect all the penalty payments, the exception is chutz megizodeha uvladota, except for the shearings of the animal and the offspring of the animal. Again, according to Rava, the case is where the moment the Baal gave the shomer the animal, the animal became the shomer's possession. And therefore, once it's stolen, retroactively, he is entitled to any future penalty payments on that animal. Rav Zera says, if that's so, we have a braita. Braita, again, our teachings left out of the Mishnah, but still hold authority and weight. We have a braita that says there's a case where the shomer does not get the shearings and the offspring. But hold on a second. Aren't shearings and offsprings considered part of the penalty payment? So maybe Rava is not correct. Maybe the pikadon, in this case being the animal, does not belong to the shomer at the moment that the Baal gave him the animal. And therefore, maybe the shomer is not entitled to penalty payments. This challenge stands. And Rav Zera gives his own explanation. Ella Amar Rav Zera, rather Rav Zera said, Nase k'omer lo, it's as if the owner said to the shomer that he's going to give him the animal, and the minute the shomer has the animal in his possession, the animal is the shomer's, with the exception of the following, Chutz megizoteha uvladoteha, with the exception of the shearings of the animal and the offspring. In other words, Rav Zera's answer is, that lemafreya, retroactively, the animal is in the shomer's possession, and therefore the shomer is entitled to receive any future penalty payments. However, in this case, the owner specifically said that the only thing the shomer doesn't get are the shearings and the offspring of the animal. The Gemara then asks the following question on Rav Zera's answer. The Gemara says, Umay Pascha, and why did you decide? Meaning, how do you know that every time the owner gives an animal to a guardian, to a shomer, the owner is going to want to keep the shearings and the offspring for himself, but any other potential future penalty payments can go to the shomer? How do you know that's true in every case? The Gemara answers, Stama de Milta. Simply the thing is, meaning it's likely, Shvacha da'ata me'alma, profit that comes Me'alma, from the world, which means from an external source, avid inish demakne. A person's willing to give that in order to guarantee his principal, the principal here being the actual animal. But shvacha de migufa, but profit that is from the body, meaning profit that comes from the inside, like the shearings or the offspring, lo avid inish demakne. A person is not willing to give that over.